So DJ Lee, not DJ Lee. What would you like to be called for this episode?
I don't care.
No. You need a director name. Not a director name. Cut it to intro.
2019's new year. I'm DJ Mike.
And I'm DJ King.
Welcome back to the What's Up Warriors podcast.
What?
All right, so I got DJ Lee, not DJ Lee. What would you like to be called?
I don't know. Give me an example of what you like me to be called.
Okay, so what's your favorite food?
Oh, no, don't do this to me. Just call me Jonathan.
DJ John.
Okay, fine.
DJ John.
We can stick with DJ Lee.
And then we got little Che right across from me. What's up, little Che?
What's up?
So are you a rapper?
My car costs more than your house.
Well, you see.
Are we recording right now?
Huh?
Are we recording right now?
We've been recording for the past minute.
Okay, cool.
All right, so YouTube. What's going on with YouTube?
It's a battlefield.
It's a battlefield.
It's a battlefield of love,
PewDiePie.
Hate, and...
PewDiePie. Yes, PewDiePie and T-Series. T-Series and PewDiePie have been going at each other with subscribers for a good period of time.
I'd say almost a good half a year by now.
Half a year?
So I'd say.
6 months?
Just about, yeah. Well, let's give it four. Give it about 4 months.
4 months, so a quarter of a year.
Yeah.
Are you good at math?
Yes, relatively.
So when you told me half a year...
Yes, I know that's 6 months. And then I thought back to the fact that I don't think that was that long ago, but it's been going on for a while now, so I give it about a good 4 months.
So we're going to go ahead and pick sides real quick. We got T for T-Series, and then we got P for PewDiePie. And if you get the joke, T and P is toilet paper. So we're going to say the letter that we like.
But which one is worse?
Let's go by what's not appropriate, which is both T-Series and PewDiePie. So we're going to go ahead and give our opinions and say what we like with the letter associated with their name. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
P.
P.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so no T's. I see that we are not...
No, T's are for series, buddy. Watch yourself.
So, of course, we got other YouTube trends. Demonetization. There we go.
My title, which is quite stupid if you ask me.
I'm sorry?
Like, the video couldn't be about something irrelevant, but the title could have something in it. Like, they're demonetizing conspiracy theory videos now.
That's weird.
And stupid.
I don't know if I can say his name. Can I say his name?
I don't care.
Okay, Rob Dyke.
Oh, no.
It's not a bad word.
No,
it's
not.
His last name. He had to change his YouTube name.
Yeah, because of his last name. Which
people took it a little bit of the wrong way.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes people take things the wrong way, but you know, it's whatever, it happened. YouTube was like, oh, okay, if you don't change this, then you're done.
It wasn't even that. It was just the fact that they were demonetizing and trying to take down videos that had his name in the description, not in the actual video itself, just the description. And he did put a positive spin on it. He took his great great grandmother's last name, and I guess she died at a very very early age, and he just wanted to use this to commemorate her, use it as a good omen, I guess you could say.
So, of course, along with the YouTube side of things, we also got music videos, which is something I love the most, music videos. Ariana's Thank You Next.
No,
she
sir.
Immediately said
barking
no.
Up the two wrong trees.
No, sir.
All right, let's talk about Lil' Carter.
Who?
Or Lil Wayne, the Carter 5.
Who?
All right, let's talk about Eminem's feature with Boogie.
I don't know who Boogie is, but okay.
All right, so...
he's the Boogeyman.
Ooh, the Boogeyman.
Scary movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
It is a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Also in the horror genre. Would it be... what do you think it would be? Would it be... I think it'd be horror.
Horror, yes.
Yeah. I was thinking thriller, but then I was like, nah, no.
A thriller is more of a show like 13 Reasons Why intensity. And
that's a drama.
It's a thriller
first,
as
sir,
well.
That is a drama.
You know what's sad is I caught up all the way to the end of season two, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah, nope.
So, tell me what's going on with this egg all over Instagram.
Not Caitlin, but...
No, you're right. It is Caitlin.
No, it's not, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's his sister.
No, it's Caitlin.
Is it?
Yes.
Mm. I swear it was, another one starting with a K.
Hold on, give us a second. We'll be.
So the egg got more likes.
No. She was bragging about having more like the most likes on Instagram, and somebody was like, "Let's get this egg more likes than Kylie."
Yeah. So apparently, I was incorrect. It is not Caitlyn. It is Kylie. Kylie Jenner.
One for Lee.
All right. If you're gonna call yourself Lee, I'm gonna call you. Yeah,
I told you.
Lee.
I told you. You can go for it. Because it was just going to eat up our time.
Weren't you just telling me right before we hopped in this recording, don't call me DJ Lee, my friends didn't like it.
I didn't say my friends, I said people.
Okay, people, what kind of people?
Makes you think I have friends.
Oh, okay. So
makes you think you have people.
Okay.
So the egg on Instagram, Lil Che didn't know about this, but before we hopped in the studio, what the egg is, it's on Instagram, and pretty much it is the most liked picture on Instagram. It's just a random picture of an egg.
Yeah, but it has a purpose. It's not random. They're just like, hey, yeah, let's get this egg more likes. Let's make this the most liked. And what was it, Mr. Beast? He posted a video, I think, said let's get this the most liked egg on YouTube now.
Mr. Beast is nothing but a hype master if you technically
Excuse
think about
me.
It.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
That is another thing on the YouTube side of things, or the YouTube trends. Is it Mr. Beast?
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Beast is the type of person where he gets his money from YouTube and he spends it all on
other people.
Yeah.
Kindness of the soul, but he doesn't do it for, he does it for, okay.
You got this.
He doesn't do it for content.
doesn't do it for content.
It's a half and half. It's a.
He does it for views so he can get more money.
For more people and then also to entertain us. It's more or less not for the clicks, but for the emotion. And then you got people following behind with lesser kind of videos with the, oh, me and my friend stay in a pool and like last one in wins $5,000. Ooh.
Yeah, I caught in on one of Mr. Beast's videos. It was him donating to Ninja's little thing.
Charity stream?
Yeah, charity stream. And like for every like certain amount of dollars, he would either drop his
Oh yeah, I remember weapon. That. Yeah.
And you know, I'm sitting there laughing the whole time, but in my mind I'm like, how rich are you to be wasting money like that?
Oh, can we take a moment to realize that Tfue finally got his name changed back to Tfue instead of not Tfue in Fortnite?
Yeah, I know.
Epic did him a favor.
That was another social media trend that was weird for me, which was the fact that, hey, Tfue, oh man, I feel bad for that guy. He got banned like how many times because people think he was cheating?
Three. He got one of the bans because he was buying skins or buying accounts that have skins.
Yeah.
And then there was like, he pretty much was like, yeah, no, I'm done buying skins. You know what? Whatever. I'm not going to support your skins. And then recently he got into this whole thing on stream where they were talking to him about the burst and blah, blah, blah. Long story short, he's buying skins again. He's buying every skin in the item shop, every refresh.
So, along with social media trends, we're also going to go into a little bit of the music side of things.
Okay.
POD has announced that they are working on a new album.
I haven't heard from them since, 2000?
Youth of the Nation was something that actually brought the whole world's attention, but...
What year was that, though?
I think it was,
It was the early 2000s.
Yeah, it was way early 2000s. Pretty much, they announced that they're going to be making a fun and energetic album along with some things of Corey Taylor. Corey Taylor has announced some things.
And this is why you're talking about it.
No. Because a lot of people know that I find Corey Taylor's work interesting. And also
Divert fan.
Divert fan.
Die hard.
Die hard fan.
Yes.
He has announced that he is doing an acoustic show. with the Roxies.
Yeah, they're going to come to town?
I don't know. I think it's in California. I think it's a one-show thing. You know, just make your drive there. Like, I spent...
Who would drive there? That's a long drive.
I would drive there.
That's fair. You better start driving now.
Start exploring all the country. Like, oh, wow, I said countries.
Yes, California's a country now.
Dude. They tried to
Wyoming is such a great country, man. Idaho, who knew that, like, they'd make a whole country on potatoes? It's just like Ireland.
Can we take a moment to fully appreciate the fact that Tool's actually coming out with an album very soon?
Yeah, Tool announced that as well.
Yeah. Well, they announced it almost a year ago, and then it kind of went quiet for a good few months.
Yeah, that was very, very unfortunate for the metal community.
Yeah, it was really the lawsuit they had to go through that prolonged the years we had to wait.
Of course, Ariana Grande has made her way up in the charts, and I know you're about to say no, but here's the thing. I work on a radio station. You guys are currently doing an interview with someone that works on a radio station. And, you know, it's amazing to see that she is actually up on the charts, which is very, very, it's a very big kind of thing, especially since she did Thank You Next, which...
Okay, so here's the thing. I get that, like, it's hard to get up on the chart because of all the competition, but I don't get why people are obsessed with, like, main singers, like mainstream singers. They're all the same.
Let me tell you, the key, this is for everybody listening to this right now, the key to make a number one banger is just sample that right there. That right there is your shot to number one.
Snap tracks or clap tracks, pretty much.
Yeah. Anything I've that has that rhythm.
That was I was
even
watching,
even country music now is taking.
Yeah,
that.
I was about
yeah,
to say
yeah.
that because I saw a video the other day and that it hit over a million views because it's very true. Like country artists now use the snap tracks or the clap tracks. You know, they can be just saying "on my mama" and then just.
People like Florida Georgia Line really like popularized that.
Kane Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like Kane Brown. Some of his music's pretty good, but then once I hear that, I can't.
What was it? Didn't he say? Didn't that video say that even like Chris Stapleton's doing that too?
Yeah,
like he has the clap tracks going on for him now.
Yeah, even some like older like country stars are doing it, which is like, why are you doing that in the first place? I had faith in you.
Right, like Chris Stapleton.
Like, to put my opinion out, country, I like some country, I don't like all country.
Right, I prefer the older things.
Yeah, newer country, like, every time I sit and listen to it, I'm just sitting there like,
Florida Georgia Line.
We're in Georgia.
I hate those guys, like, from day one, they were just, they were definitely not the music to my ears.
Pop music, that it is a weird one. Let's talk about the Beastie Boys.
I love the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, and I love the Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys is pretty good. And then
didn't
like,
they come up with like a book or something?
A book
like Ad Rock and the other dude who's still alive. What's his name?
I don't know.
I don't think it's MCA. Maybe it's MCA.
I think.
Or maybe they're all three alive, and I'm just no. There's only two of them.
No, I found it funny that I caught on to a couple, like, either, like, groups or pop artists and all that. Like, they're covering the song Sabotage.
Don't. Stop it. Even Ad Rock hates that song. Come on. Stop it.
It's not a bad song.
It's not a bad song. He's just... I watched an interview with him on YouTube, of all things.
It. I know you planned it.
I'm gonna make it straight this Watergate. Yeah, but anyways, before you get sued... Before you get sued, there's an interview, and he said that he listened back to all of his old songs, and he's like, "What was I so mad at? Who was I yelling at? Who listens to this?" So it's his
intergalactic.
Midlife. Yes,
that whole group
caught my attention there.
It was a weird group, and you know, people are actually taking interest in that kind of music again.
Didn't Eminem take the License to Ill cover?
Yes.
And use it, yeah, for Kamikaze, was it?
No, he used it for...
Or The Ringer, what is it called? No.
It was either for The Ringer or for Revival. I can't remember which one it was.
It was The Ringer, yeah.
which, if you guys haven't caught up, Boogie actually did a cover, or not cover, but a song featuring Eminem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. Good?
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah. I felt like Eminem after Revival, it turned so weird. Like, Kamikaze was great, I'm not going to lie.
Right, right. I like it. I play some of the tracks a lot, you know?
It was great. It was really, really great.
Yeah, but it was great in a sense where you had to dig through all the other diss tracks and the songs moping around about, oh, my last few albums sucked. Okay, give me a break. But once you hit those good songs, and you just play them on repeat. They're that good.
You got Kamikaze. You got, I think it's Good Guy.
Yeah.
Featuring that one girl where in the music video she stabs Eminem. Which I was watching that whole video. I'm just sitting there like, oh, for once in my life, I see Eminem get stabbed.
And didn't he release Kill Shot as a single?
Kill Shot was a single.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I see that's really popular nowadays. I can see everybody walking up and down the hallways with their Kill Shot hoodies on and everything like that. And I'm not going to lie, it was a very good song. It just gave you the taste of old Eminem.
It was a bomb track.
Yes, it was.
Like the bomb track from Rage Against the Machine, like that's how good it was.
Right, right.
Which bomb track, like when I was listening to Kill Shot, I really did get a bomb track kind of vibe.
Right, yeah.
Which, like, Rage Against the Machine hasn't been around for a while. You got Prophets of Rage.
I can't get into Prophets of Rage.
It's
just
the same thing. All it is just
they have, like, a new guy, and then Tom Morello and the new guy both do vocals, and I just don't really enjoy it. It's not my cup of tea.
So, 'cause,
like, isn't that new guy, like, a rapper or something?
Yeah, the new guy's a rapper with, like, all tatted up and all that.
Oh.
He just runs around like, ah!
So basically a horrible hype man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Oh, actually, funny thing, and I know you're about to come at me in the next second because I'm going right back to Corey Taylor pretty much. But Supreme actually announced that they are collabing with Slipknot.
Supreme the brand?
Yeah, Supreme the clothing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
$400 t-shirts for like...
$400. Oh!
But is it like a headband like worth $239? Can we get that out of the way for a second?
Unless it's made out of material that literally never gets dirty.
Give me a second. I'm gonna fact check this. You two keep talking.
Okay. Okay, let's go back into the sense of YouTube. I feel a second wave of adpocalypse coming on, and it's worse than the additional. With people like Monkey Jones, the really edgy side of YouTube, everybody there is getting removed. And, you know, they're just doing it to make the corporate face look better. And, in my opinion, it's just going to send YouTube into a downhill spiral. Because... I mean, those people are pretty much the foundation of the website. You're getting rid of people with loyal fans who will follow them to whatever other website they host their videos on, or if they choose to go and live stream on Twitch. I mean, I don't blame them. Twitch has a...
Anything's better than YouTube at this point. YouTube is just going down.
Right, right.
Like,
and it's like they're getting their videos age restricted and demonetized and even taken down without warning. They don't even see a notification. Hey, your video's down now.
Hey,
Have fun with that.
Wait. Supreme is a streetwear brand founded in 1994.
Wow.
Whoa! I never knew that something so expensive was made so long ago. All right, go back to what you guys were talking about.
Like, I kind of wonder what the creators of YouTube would think if they looked at it now. Because the original purpose of YouTube was not to mainstream ads all the time.
All right, so I actually did, apparently, to their actual website, it says their shop is closed. But, you know, hey, awesome. Highs, Snobbity, good website for information for clothing. It says that for a t-shirt is between $450 to $500 for a Supreme branded t-shirt.
Can you click on it? Can you view it? Can you see what it looks like?
It's a white t-shirt in the middle with a red little square that says Supreme.
Okay. So you I'm saying you can view what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
Can we just get an F in chat for the one YouTuber who put all of her merch on a website and blurred out everything on it so you couldn't see it? And like a scrunchie on her website was like $30.
Okay, well, I just learned another thing. Supreme Louis Vuitton backpack for a Supreme backpack, which is basically a cargo backpack that's all red with the letter Supreme that goes straight down. And is it vertical?
Yeah.
Is that vertical?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so for that, it is...
For everybody listening, he just had to ask me what vertical was.
Yeah, I was just giving him the signal. So I'm looking at an image right now of what the shop looked like about 5 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was on sale. It was on sale. $14,850.
Why do people waste their money like this?
Because they're hype beasts.
I just got my new pair of J's for $300. Oh, well, I'm wearing my Skechers I got from Walmart for like $5, dude. Who really won this one?
For a leather blouse and bomber, which a leather jacket...
Oh, no.
Is $9,000.
Ouch.
No.
I didn't even spend that much on my car.
Okay, for a fake Supreme Yankees hoodie that you can buy at a Walmart is $270.
Oh, no.
At Walmart, of all places.
That's painful.
You can go to Kmart, get a Supreme large white 100% cotton t-shirt. $4.
Wait, so it's a white shirt with the logo in the middle.
Yes.
Right?
Like you every other Supreme. Like with any other Supreme item, it's just the logo in the
middle. You could make that yourself.
Here's what you gotta do, right?
Yeah.
Buy a plain white t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Go to your printer, print off a picture with color.
That's all you gotta do.
Of a Supreme logo. And put it on your shirt.
Dude, you should go out and buy a Supreme sticker and stick it in the middle of a white shirt.
Oh, no, you'll like this. Hooded sweatshirt, size extra large, 100% authentic. $29,999.99.
With that amount of money, you could probably pay off your mortgage.
With that amount of money, I can pay off my car.
Right!
All right, so this actually turned out longer than what it was supposed to be. I got DJ Lee... Or DJ John.
And then we got
Little Che, which barely spoke at all.
I was not here much, I'm sorry.
Well, no, you spoke more towards the end. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm DJ King. Unfortunately, DJ Mike couldn't be in the studio with me.
Loser.
Mike Wazowski.
I hope he listens to this at home.
Oh, no, trust me. He listened to this one that I did without him, and that was fun. DJ Z was in here. Not DJ Z, but that was fun. I'm DJ King.
He only listens so he can realize if you're talking poo-poo about him.
Oh, no, he already knows. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a good
one. Thank you.